Hachette Audio presents Birchers, How the John Birch Society Radicalized the American Right. Written by Matthew Dalek. Read by Donald Corin. Introduction. Fringe to Center. In 1962, a secretive far-right group called the John Birch Society was scheming to stop the California Republican Party's preferred candidate in a bitter electoral contest, one of many such campaigns it was waging in local and state elections. Just 4 years old at the time, the Birch Society was already the country's most notorious far-right movement, and it had become known for its brutal tactics and extremist ideas concerning hidden communist conspiracies within the United States. It tended to harass its foes and paint them as rank traitors. Its opponent in this particular battle, Patricia Hitt, was a member of the Republican National Committee, a top ally of Richard Nixon, and a rare woman in a position of party leadership. At the time, Birchers were running for seats on Orange County school boards and plotting to wrest power from moderates in GOP women's clubs. Hitt was one of the establishment Republicans who stood squarely in their path. When she ran for a seat on her party's county committee, the society unloaded on her. Letters, many using the same stock phrases, started arriving at her home. The tone, she said, was nasty, and considerable hate was raining down on her and her family. Worse still was the phone harassment. At all hours, Hitt received calls from anonymous speakers with essentially the same message: "You'll rue this day." When she and her husband switched to an unlisted number, the Birchers shifted to calling registered Republicans throughout her district and denouncing her as a communist, a socialist, and a pinko. "That kind of slander was effective," Hitt recalled. "People who didn't know who I was defeated me." Tangling with the John Birch Society was an unforgettable ordeal for opponents like Hitt who endured it. More than the loss itself, what scarred Hitt was the Birchers' zealotry. "They were wild," she later reflected. "They were haters beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. They were an enormously destructive force. In my opinion, they're more destructive than the other extreme. Maybe it's because they're ours." The Birch Society, she underscored, is ours. Hitt assumed that such a loathsome faction would stay at the margins of her party.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?